This now is the LSB session, September 14, 2015. I'll need a roll call.
Alana Purim.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Request excused absence. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Adriana Casanay.
Here.
Mary Elena Castellanos.
Castellanos is here.
Phil Collins. Don Cook.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Anissa Baruki.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Gerald Lynch.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Here.
Susan Radlin. Here. Nancy Savera Naratomi.
Bye-bye. Here.
Deborah Shapto.
Here.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Kevin White.
Absent. He's gone.
Venetia Patel Adams.
I'm not sure she's gone.
Tony.
Her notebooks are from
there. Yeah, okay. Tony Cox.
He left.
Joseph Davis.
Present.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Cliff Smith.
He was here about the meeting.
I think he's still here.
Okay.
But you can temporarily mark him not present.
Okay.
And
we have a quorum.
We have a quorum. The report out for the public of the executive session. Would someone read the report from the executive session to the public?
The KPFT LSB met September 14th in executive session, and we approved the general manager's evaluation.
All right. Now, according to the agenda, which you don't have before you, but I told you there'll be days when you'd have to use your peripherals, and this is one of those days.
Well, here's one.
Somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
I printed one
friendly,
at home.
Friendly suggestion regarding.
No, that is not the right one.
It's been approved in a session. We can't be changing.
Oh, that's the executive session.
Ma'am, I'm not going to entertain anything regarding.
No, it was the MR, the mention selection.
That is not the agenda. Actually, it's now the
that
LSB
is not the agenda.
Report. It's the LSB's evaluation. That is how it works. Now, I do want to acknowledge that we're now into 30 minutes of public comment, and so far I've got two individuals. Bob and our Able.
Point of order?
Yes, ma'am.
Secretary, you read Wayne Bradley.
You mean call his name?
Yes.
I'm sorry. No, Wayne Bradley.
Okay, acknowledge that Wayne Bradley is present.
Okay.
Bob, you're up.
Request for information. How much time is he being given?
So much time as he would consume.
And how much, do we have a second speaker?
Go right ahead, sir. Bob, no, we have two speakers. I said that we have Ms. Alma and we have Bob. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, I think I sent an email to the LSB, but I just thought that I would verbally express my concern here for what I consider to be a rather deplorable certified by management staff list that didn't get posted on the KPFT building bulletin board until last Thursday. I have discovered about 28 people that should either be taken off or put on the list. And that list has no date when it was assimilated. I expressed my concerns last year when I ran, and when I also observed Robin Lewis holding programmer meetings at Beaver's Ice House and began to notice little patterns like people like Ron Gagne getting an email for Voices at Work and none of the other members of his staff got one. And indeed, Monica Howland has been on staff with Voices at Work for years, and she is not on the staff list. That greatly concerns me, especially since I happen to be running as a staff person again. And there is only 2 weeks left in the election. And if I understood Lynn Sherpy correctly in choosing to pass one of my short lists onto her directly rather than channeling them, the rest of them through Ms. Viscara, she seemed to suggest to me that it ought to be my job to take care of these problems. That really makes me wonder what kind of a national election supervisor we have. And so I better stop there. Thank you.
Okay. Pam?
Good evening, everybody. For those of you who do not know me yet, my name is Alba Vizcarra, and I was hired by the National Election Supervisor to be your local election supervisor here at KPFT. And I just wanted to let you know that as much as I've been able to work in fulfilling the requirements of the position, I've been trying hard to maintain a level of, let's call it civility, among everybody who has participated in the forums. I'm happy to report that they were concluded to a great satisfaction in the sense of they were carried out without any situation that could pose, a feel of improprietary, expressions. So we were able to complete them successfully in that sense. I believe the listeners got an opportunity to hear about the candidates that did choose to participate. They all had the option. It's just that some decided not to participate. Okay, and. As far as the rest of the responsibilities, I still have a lot of work to do. And I appreciate everybody's information when they have felt that there's a situation that needs to be addressed. However, I ask for patience, as I cannot get to everything very quickly sometimes because of everything else that is going on. However, I do hope that the process of receiving the ballots continues and is done in appropriate manner. As we will continue to inform the listeners that they can submit their votes online if they choose to. And so that we can make sure that we reach the quorum as expected. And also, I wanted to let you know that there are several issues that are pending and that I need to address. And Mr. Gartner expressed concern about the staff list. I can only let you know that that's the staff list that I received from management. But I'm working with Dwayne in Mr. Bradley so that we can make sure that those who are missing or were missing from the list that I received are included if they should be included as staff members. And we're working on several things that are still pending, but I just wanted to reassure you that to the best of my abilities, I will continue to move forward and hope for a good election result. Thank you very much.
Well, before you take your seat, would you indicate around about what hours you will be available on the last day of voting, where you will intend to be at the station to receive live ballots?
Yes, I was asked to be present at the station on the 30th, which is the last day for ballots to be received. And at KPFT, I will be there. I should be there between 6 and 11 p.m. Okay, 11 p.m. sharp would be the last opportunity for anybody to drop in a ballot if they wish to drop it off.
Clearly, if they get to you going out of the door and to your car at 11:05, you can't accept the ballot.
No, I cannot.
Also, how many PSAs are being prepared and how often will they run to explain that to the voters?
That is going to be presented to the listeners now that the forums have been concluded. Now we can update the message to the listeners. That will be done in coordination with the National Election Supervisor, who provides us, LESs, with the guidelines that she wants to have on the air.
So will there be any additional candidate cards played, or that's the end?
The candidate cards are playing until the 28th. That's the last day that they will play.
When will you send out the next schedule?
The next schedule? I should be able to send it to everybody who, all the candidates. I believe there's one that I need to send that is the correct one.
Finally, are there any candidates other than Dee Conklin that have been disqualified?
I can only tell you that in my reports that I have submitted to the National Election Supervisor, and after my report has been submitted, then the National Election Supervisor reviews the information and makes a final decision.
Now, I want to be clear that we have additional minutes. If you have any further comments that you want to make, go right ahead and do so. That would include you, Mr. Gardner, as well.
I'm sorry?
You have more time if you'd like.
I have more time.
Oh.
Say any additional things.
No, at this time, that's it.
All right. Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, and thank you for your hard work as the local LES. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have heard from our members and listeners. Now we'll go to KPFT recognition.
Will you approve it?
KPFT recognition. Go right ahead, sir.
I'd like to recognize the LAS, what has got to be probably one of the most undesirable tasks that ever has to happen around KPFT. Thank you very much for your hard work.
Thank you.
Next.
I'd also like to recognize the local station for the person doing the job. I've seen people cry in the backyard doing their job, and it's not easy, and I think she should be recognized.
You mean the LES?
Anyone else? All right. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to recognize the general manager for keeping the house intact and the archives doing a good job on it, except the candidate forms are not listed as candidate forms. They're listed by the show they're preempting. So for Tuesday, instead of saying the names of the candidates and the candidate forms, there's explorations. And the next day, it's telling the name of the show. So could you please see to it that that is corrected as soon as possible? Otherwise, people cannot find the candidate forms.
Okay. Next up is Pacifica National Board report. We have three members current, present. I'll start to my right, Wesley. Do you have anything to report?
Not really, except an extremely long and tenuous meeting. But I just want to keep it open for questions.
Very good. Ms. Patel.
I don't have anything prepared, but I think since we last met, the CFO has resigned.
Yes.
His last day is, I believe, the 16th. I can't really think of anything else off the top of my head, but perhaps once we go around, I'll think of something else.
All right, Ms. Cassinet.
Sam, we're going to be open for questions.
All right, let's do a round robin then. 1 minute.
Can I?
Sorry.
Yeah, go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, we're having a lot of meetings as well, too, saying, I think we're meeting 4 times this month. We still have not received any budgets. None of them have, I don't believe, been approved by any of the local station boards or the National Finance Committee. Finances continue to deteriorate. The reports we've gotten from our CFO, they keep getting worse, not better. We were supposed to have a plan, recovery plan, from our IED as of Monday. We haven't received that yet. We were supposed to have plans back in April. We didn't get those for WBI and WPFW. One possible bit of good news, I'm not sure if it's good, the WBI is making some program changes. I don't know what the reason is or the plan. We've been hearing getting a lot of emails from WBI people that they're making some changes, but their revenue had dropped, their listener support had dropped about $1 million last year, so they really needed to change something. We still have not gotten any updates on the arbitration settlement for KPFK, that's the Los Angeles station, after a number of the people had their employees were cut hours and two people were laid off last year, there were multiple grievances filed with NLRB, and there was an arbitration report out, a preliminary one back in May, and there was supposed to be a final one by July, for early July. We still haven't seen it, so I don't know what the plans are for that. All the stations look like are having deficits this year. KPFT is probably the best or the least worst. I think we're just a minor one so far. Again, the fiscal year ends at the end of this month. It looks like, and in fact, KPFK has just corrected some of theirs for last year. Also, there were several $100,000 of expenses that weren't recorded, so it looks like they may have a deficit for last year of about $500,000 or more, and probably again for this year. WPFW and WBI look like they're going to be having really big deficits. Even KPFA, sort of the mothership that's done the best of all in the past, looks like they're going to be running at least a couple $100,000 deficit. And their GM has warned some of their staff, I think this is misleading, but this is what he told them, that they may not be operating by the end of the year if things continue. I think he meant they wouldn't be operating the way they are, I assume, with the current level of staff. But some of the staff were really concerned about that, too. So things are not going so great. But I'll save time for questions also.
All right. Go ahead. Hank. George. Joseph.
Ted.
Go ahead, Hank.
I didn't raise my hand for
it. Oh, okay. I'm so used. George.
Sorry, don't call me half the time.
Oh, yes, I do.
How bad is the cash flow problem?
Well, it's pretty bad. Like the national office, our outgoing CFO, Sam Agarwal was leaving Friday, says that he doesn't know if they'll be able to make payroll for the national office or PRA by the end for the rest of this month. And, even KPFA was worried about it. They started a fund drive, I believe, last week, much earlier than usual, so they probably will be all right. KPFK, I believe last I heard, has over $150,000 in the bank. They do have a lot of expenses coming up, but they're the only one that has any substantial amount of money in the bank right now. So all the stations have had cash flow problems. The central services are still, there's a real big problem with that. WPFW, the DC station, I believe owes about $150,000 for just this fiscal year in central services.
Okay, let's hear from another PNB member.
Sorry. Okay.
Go right ahead. Scottson.
Well, we don't have a cash flow yet from the national office and from the CFO. What we have is some words, but we don't have the data. We don't have the data. We don't have the hard data. We didn't receive it, just some words, some reports, verbal reports and written reports. I think that some stations, I believe that is one of the problems that we are having. When every station and every unit focus in what happened in the other ones to justify what they are doing. We know that some of the stations, and that is open record, and all of you can listen to the open meetings of the PMB. I'm insisting that since May 31st, one of the stations have stashed more than $263,000 just in one account. But they said that they will use it, obviously, to pay salaries in June, July, August, September, and that way they are justifying not to pay the central service. You know? And then we have some stations that are more, if you want, loyal to the foundation, and they said, we have this money, we need obviously the same needs, we need all the things to be paid, but well, if it's an emergency, we can loan you a little bit here and there. That is the reality. And then the game here is everybody justify what happened in their station. Instead of focusing and working with us, we have the same problems at KPFT, right? We will see now with the report of the general manager, but till a week ago, KPFT owed $50,000 in central services. It's more than 3 months of central services. We understand that every station have a problem. We know that. But that doesn't justify not paying the central service because we will use it on our station. It's about time. This foundation, if we don't have the listeners, if we don't have the revenue, we have two options. We close the door? No. What we did before, when we did every time that we have a problem, that's why we have volunteers. That's why we have so many people that are donating their time to keep the stations open. I know that we need revenue, but the solution is not, we are not paying, nobody's paying, we need to keep the money to pay the salaries. This is not a niche for a few
people.
I'm sorry, how long you talk?
Bill, well, you went a lot longer than me.
I don't understand you, Bill. I gave you two or three shots at this and none of us.
Well, I was cut off trying to answer George.
So please don't interrupt. Let me be the chair. Please. Now, she just had, with your interruption, 3 minutes. You had 6 minutes on two different issues. Now, I'm going to go to Joseph, because he's the finance chair and he's a member of the PMB Finance Committee. Did you have a question or a comment relative to a question, or did you want to get on the stack to just ask a question?
I was getting on the stack.
I got you.
Get on the stack.
All right. Jerry on the stack as well. So,
I've been on the stack.
You are on the stack, but George is next.
No, I already asked my question.
Yeah.
Thank you. John.
Is any other
opinion? Wait a minute.
We don't have a John.
I don't have a John, so how did I get a John out of here? That must be Joseph.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just kind of wanted to ask, because, you know, strangely enough, as treasurer, I'm a member of the National Finance Committee, and you know something? It's like we can't get any information about the finances, even on the National Finance Committee, because the CFO specifically said that all of the units in Pacifica are performing poorly. There's not a unit that's doing well at all. And three of his priorities were not just the two audits to make sure we can restore CPB funding, but also about getting the books centralized. And I think that was one of his most important issues. And I would just like to know, was there any push on at the PNB level for A, getting the books centralized, or the two audits that we are currently outstanding?
Okay, I got three PNB members, 2 minutes each, because I've got 7 minutes left in the segment. Who wants to go first? Bill?
That's something the national office does. The PNB doesn't get involved with that. But it was discussed, and I think that was the desire to try to centralize more of the accounting in the national office. But they're very shorthanded. That was one of the problems that Mr. Agarwal told us. You know, they're overloaded, the staff, so I'm not sure they can take on more.
Wesley, would you like to take a stab at that?
No.
Okay. Adriana, would you like to take a stab at that?
Yes. Twice, last year and this year, I passed a motion, or asked for a motion, I present a motion to centralize the accounting because exactly that problem. And obviously the PMB, including Bill, voted against that. The problem is we need two things. We need immediately to stop the bleeding. We have to. I mean, if the money is not there, it's like in your house. You have a credit card. You max your credit card, and nobody else can take the money. I mean, we need to do something. Then the spending need to be controlled. And not in the meantime that the revenue, you increase revenue, perfect. All those measures will take time. We need to control. And the second thing that is happening is the national office, they feel, like we said, if nobody pays the central service, how do you think that we will have a national office that can control? You know, it's a catch-22. It doesn't make any sense. The PNB need to be really no propaganda, just do the governance issue. Stop the bleeding. Stop the bleeding right now. Okay. And ask people not to play politics. Now, politics, we need to be serious, if not, we will lose the foundation.
You had 30 seconds, but you gave them up. Jay, go ahead.
I just returned from a trip to the West Coast. I was in the Bay Area, I was in Los Angeles, and here in Houston. I think the programming on Pacifica can be fantastic at times, but it is very uneven. And if we don't even it out with excellence, we're going to continue to have the problems we have. And I think we need to bring in experts like the ones that were on Democracy Now! This morning, who know media, if not radio. I'm talking about Oliver Stone. On other occasions, it's been Michael Moore. Joseph Gordon-Levitt not only was on talking about the Snowden show this morning, but he pointed out that his father was the news director at KPFK, and his mother was in charge of the folio at KPFK, where they met and got married.
Right.
And then Nicolas Cage is in this Snowden film. These are people who know other people who have money and can help this foundation to get out of its financial woes. But to the best of my knowledge, we're not leveraging these contacts that we have. And I'm wondering why the national board, why the management is not moving in that direction. That's a question. Why are you not moving in that direction to access these people in the entertainment industry?
Well, at least at the 1 minute, 28 second, you got to a question. Appreciate that. Now,
I repeated it.
Next is Ted. Yeah, it's totally true. It's a lot of things that need to be done. But if you listen, I mean, it's easy to be at the demagogic attitude, or demagogic, I'm sorry, my language is so bad, but you can go and say, people, we need national programming, we need a national programming director, we need all of that, but we don't know how we will pay the salaries now. Then the needs for those experts are not all there. We don't have the money. Then the only logical thing is use the resources that we have. We have only one station of the five units. We have only KPFK that this year is the only one that is reaching, you know, their goals, that they are bringing more money than the one that they have in their budget to ask for. They have a bunch of things to pay. They have debt from other years, yes. But like I said, it's not enough to say that we need to say how. Then you cannot say we don't put money here in the national office, we don't pay the service, but we will hire a program director, a national program director, a fund drive. No, we cannot do that. We don't have the money. Then it's time for all of us, and the one that really know how to do it better. I'm good in the administrative part, and in the investigating part. But I'm not good in programming. I don't know anything about that. But it's a lot of people in this foundation that I'm sure that will give their time to support Pacifica, to keep it alive. That is what we need to do. Put the head together and say, what are we doing? How we will solve it? But it's not up only to the little people that are there in the PMB. Because you see, we come to the station and the people say, oh no, oh no, oh no. Then what? How you do it? How you force those changes?
All right. All right, Jerry.
Yeah, I just had a simple question. So overall, with all five stations, Pacifica, what are the expenses of last year, and what are the revenues? That's my only question. Overall, or does anybody know that? Approximately to within 100,000 or even a million.
Expenses versus yeah. revenue.
So how much? Yeah.
I believe it was about 11 million. There was a deficit, so the expenses were higher than the revenue. I'd be glad to send you the the latest financial statement. The price, it's like a profit loan statement, but it's
not that profit expenses.
Income statement that covers last year as well as this year so far. And you should look at it. It's filled with lots of numbers, but it would have a detail for each station plus
so what,
overall.
So what is the shortfall just for the 1 year in revenue versus expenses, though?
For last year?
Yeah, more roughly. I don't
remember.
A million? 500,000?
I think it's between 500 and 1,000 and a million. I don't remember offhand.
Okay, out of 11 million, roughly.
Yeah, but it's, you know, we've had losses every year for the last 10 years, I think. Or at least 8 years.
Okay, and I guess I'm going to ask Bill a question. Is this a good disaster? Like it's falling apart? We're not going to be, by December, it's not going to exist? I mean, if that's true, then we need to act one way. If it's not true, then people need to shut up about it's going to collapse. It leads to bad morale at all levels.
Time is up on this matter.
Jerry, do you want my answer? No?
Okay. All right.
I mean, I have an answer for
minutes.
That.
Second.
All right. Any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
Hearing yes, me. Yes.
Yes, sir. What state's your objection?
Well, I'm just using this to say you told us we were going to know the protocol, and I want to know the protocol for what we just concluded in the executive session. You told us we were going to do that, and if we're going to extend for 5 minutes, we're not going to know what the protocol for what we just did in the executive session, I'd like
now.
To know that rather than waste 5 minutes. It's more on this.
Okay, you've heard the objections. Are you prepared to vote for an extension for 5 minutes? Those in favor of extension for 5 minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Motion passes. All right, 5 minutes. Now,
Can I answer the question, ma'am?
Well, I'm trying to open the file. The reality that in the last two years in a row, the Pacifica Foundation, because of the good work and some things that were being done at the national office, saving some money, we reduce our deficit, the one that we have the previous year, I'm talking about 14 and 15,
yeah.
Right? We reduced the deficit probably 70-something percent, the deficit that we were having every year before that.
Approximately what to what?
I'm trying to look at the numbers, but we don't have the audited numbers. The only one that we will have is the 2014, okay? It's the last audited that should be ready. You know, the rest is what we are saying, but I can tell you the revenues, the consolidated revenue, wait a second, the total revenue till July 31st, 2016, is the whole foundation is $8,585,000.
A long way from 11 million.
Yes.
And what's the?
And the deficit is around $130,000 in the first year. Yeah, in the first 8 months.
You say it was 11 billion, Bill?
That's for the year, for last year. You're talking about 8 months? Or what were you talking about? What period of time were you talking about?
I'm talking about in July, and I can tell you the numbers for
August, September. That's two more months.
2015.
I can send you
the revenue. The revenue was, let's see, $12,279, $12 million, and the loss was only $62,000.
Speak louder, so the people in the
$62,000.
Please speak louder.
That sounds like it's in great shape.
Exactly. That was, we are talking about year, fiscal year 2015. That's what I'm saying. We reduced. People want to go into politics, but you see the difference year tras year and how we are reducing all that we can, the deficit. Like I said, 2015 is unaudited because it's not, the audit is not done yet, but the loss is $62,000. You know, that is including even depreciation. Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's a bunch of propaganda. But well, these are the numbers sent by the CFO, and it's till July 31st, 2016.
Hank's next on the stack.
Okay, we hear about propaganda and the great debt reduction or the great deficit reduction and stuff. What is the total amount of debt that Pacifica owes? And how and when will the PNB ever raise money to help the foundation?
I can give you the number for 2014 if you want the same.
I'm asking for the total overall debt.
The total overall is the same thing. If you are asking me,
no.
You are asking me.
We have.
You are asking me, or you want to give, or you want to give the information? Give us the information.
You asked the question, so
if you ask the question,
she's not answering my question.
She hasn't gotten anything out, so how you know what she's going to answer?
Talking about 1 year debt.
You won't allow her to answer.
Yeah, total debt.
Thank you.
The problem that we are having is the information that doesn't come from the units. Does anybody understand that concept? When we don't have the units sending the right information,
when you speak of units, you're talking about the stations.
The five units, the fire station plus the archives, and obviously plus the archives, everything that we have, plus the national office. The national office is producing gains we have every year since 2014 the net income is higher from the national office and is covering the shortfall in all the stations. Like I said, if you want to know, it's a lot of propaganda here. But the numbers, these are not my numbers. These come from the national office.
Are you saying you don't know the answer?
Yes.
The whole answer, no.
Okay, but approximately, what's your best? If you have no idea.
It's the last 30 seconds.
We cannot till the unit answer. You know, we have from for example, from KPFA, they have, like I said, they are sitting in $263,000 in one account. We cannot have, I'm a director since 2014. I cannot have a straight answer telling me how many bank accounts the foundation have.
Can we find out from the 2014 audit how much
that's time.
Liability?
We've expanded our extension
we will have
on this.
It. We
can
will
I?
Have
I
5 minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Next up, sir.
I didn't get a chance to answer either of the last two questions.
Well, sure. Please,
I'm going to move to extend for 5 minutes, please.
I'd like to move to extend time.
Second.
Motion to extend time. It's been second. 5 minutes. Any objections? Hearing none. Time reset. Go ahead, Mr. Croce.
Okay, well, I'll be brief. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly either. Whoever's on the audit committee from this LSB, who's on the audit committee? Okay, well, they would have the most recent information because they had an executive session with the auditor on the 2014 audit. The 2013 audit's the last official figures we got, so it's way out of date. That's like 3 years ago. I think it's around probably $3 million at least, mostly owed to Democracy Now, but there's some other debt we owe to the Empire State Building for the tower rental for New York, and there's legal settlements that I've yet to see. From what I understand from the CFO, the income statement for 2015 is being readjusted. And at the 2014, that's one of the holdups in the audit because there were some expenses from KPFK that still hadn't been recorded. But I don't know the details on that. Maybe they can help. They can answer the questions.
Does any board member have an actual idea?
He's saying $3 million.
No.
Well, they have the most recent audit. I don't have it, so. The draft, yeah. But it was still 2 years ago.
Yeah, may I answer?
The storm.
Yeah, I don't, go right ahead.
A lot of deficit, it costs a lot of expenses.
Yeah, and as far as figuring out how much we entirely owe, I don't even know how much we owe to democracy now as a, you know, as one item. But we're constantly having to deal with new things that come up. You have to pay this insurance, you have to do this, you have to do that, or otherwise there'll be penalties along with it. And as far as the total debt, you know, it's all over the place. That's all.
Quick follow-up on the Democracy Now.
Yes.
First and second. Go ahead.
Can I get the second?
Well, Democracy Now already. Democracy Now already. They were really great. Yeah. They decide to write off what we owe.
That's not correct.
That yes.
They stopped accumulating additional debt.
No, but they decide they that's why. I mean, if you remember. Since 2014, we have all that, you know, doom and gloom. The sky is falling. Democracy Now! Can send you into bankruptcy right tomorrow. Right. Well, Democracy Now! Is showing that they don't want to do that. Yeah. They are trying to find a way to solve the whole issue, and is forgiving us, you know, a bunch of the debt. But right. All of this is in the working. I mean, you know,
Mr. Chair. Since they wasted all the time.
All right, I've got a stack here, and the next person to speak is going to be Anissa. Go right ahead.
I wanted to know if do we have the information about the last back to school fund drive? How much did we net?
The general manager.
Why don't you reserve that question for the general manager? Okay. Maria?
You said that we had to stop the bleeding. Adriana, and also Bill said, quote, they are overloaded on staff, you know, with reference, I assume, to some of the stations or at least some branches. Clearly, there's a need to cut to the core, to identify what are the core needs and services. Obviously, central services must be maintained, or we don't have a Pacific as we know it. Secondly, we must maintain our archives. That's what distinguishes Pacifica from everybody else in the country. And then thirdly, we must provide for the transmission equipment, the leases, and stuff like that. Lastly, as far as personnel goes, obviously there has got to be a systematic cut to the core now of personnel at every station. The PNB came out with a directive, a freeze on hiring. Do we have any response from those of you on the PNB to what extent that has been observed or obeyed by the Pacifica stations? And if so, what other kinds of personnel issues will be addressed besides just a freeze on filling positions that have been vacated?
30 seconds left in this segment.
Okay, well, the CFO has said repeatedly, and I think I can provide a good agreement, that we can't keep cutting our way out of this. We have to get the revenue up. Some, with maybe some exceptions, KPFA maybe have too many staff. They have about 30 full-time equivalents, I believe. Most of the others have cut, but we got to get the revenue up, and that's the failure. And to get back to an earlier question, I forget who asked it. Maybe it was Ted or somebody. You know, what's the PNB going to be doing about getting revenue up or something? All of our boards should be doing that. You were talking about celebrities or whoever contacts we can get. We all need to be working on
That's time.
Getting revenue up. And the Democracy Now! Thing was not correct, what Adriana said.
It's overtime.
I want to read just the motion that I put in the PNB and was voted down. I asked in August, at the end of August, that the PNB direct the ID and the CFO in consultation with general manager and unit managers to implement immediately the process for a gross salary reduction in all Pacifica Foundation. And I put KPFA and KPFK, that are the biggest and that the one that have more employees, 20% using the data from 2015 will be a save of $540,000. KPFT, WBAI, WPFW, PRI, and National Office, 10%. It means $200,000. That if you use not only the gross salary, that is 740, plus the total personnel cost will be, during a course of a year, $1 million. I said, from August 2015, no, totally freeze. And obviously, the rationale at the big units, you know, have, they don't have, we are not talking, when we talk about employees, the difference with KPFA and KPFK, they don't have the employees right. that we have at KPFT, that are employees that work the administration. They have programmers.
Are we gonna let people talk?
We've gone 2 minutes over. Okay, so we're now up to the manager's report.
All right.
15 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We started an hour early, and we ended at 10. What time are we going to?
Till someone motion to adjourn.
Okay.
No, the general
all right, manager. Now, all right, that's a live motion, but you didn't get a second, okay?
Okay.
I may second it.
All right, well, thanks.
Go ahead.
The papers that were sent to you this afternoon are being sent around the table for those of you who haven't looked, and I would understand if you haven't because they got sent out kind of late. You know, I'm hearing a lot of discussions about how complex things are and how, you know, intractable some of these problems are. And, you know, the similarly complex nature of the network is, you know, it's a microcosm, or we are a microcosm of that right here at KPFT. And there were a couple of things that I was hoping to hear about from our national board reps. Like, are we ever going to have a search for an actual executive director, or is there going to be a search for a CFO? Those, I think, are important questions to answer. I heard some talk in this last section. I support Adriana's idea of having a central accounting office at the national office. I've been a supporter of that for, I don't know, probably 3 years. In terms of the uneven programming, I heard Ted mention, Oliver Stone and Michael Moore and Levitt and Cage and Lily Tomlin and Alec Baldwin and all of these celebrities, the folks in Los Angeles do, and the folks in New York do, and even some in the Bay Area do, and maybe somebody here in Houston does know people of celebrity status who might be supporters. I don't know of any that are in our database. They're, you know, my mom thinks I'm a minor celebrity, but that's not going to really cut a lot of mustard. But in terms of Oliver Stone, I do know that our interim executive director took a trip with him to Central America, and they've exchanged phone numbers, and she's been telling us for a while that she's getting got a national fundraising letter that is ready to go out to hundreds of thousands of people to help us out, and it's needing some money, of course, but it's also needing Oliver Stone's signature on this letter. Maybe somebody should have taken that letter to Amy Goodman on our behalf today. One of the other things I heard mentioned was in relation to the uneven programming. This is something we discussed on our general manager's call today even, that concept of sharing some of our best programs and making them generally available to not just the sister stations, but to others in our network family through the affiliates program. And that's something that's, you know, it's not done very often or very well, but it certainly is something that I would like to see more of in this similarly complex world. And in the reports that you have, there's always things after these are written that I remember. Oh well, I didn't add this. I should have said that.
couple of things to relate. One is that in terms of programming and also community outreach, we've been developing a really good relationship with high school students through high school over there off of Elgin and 288. And these kids who were brought to us through our relationship with Stephanie Coleman and the Trey Magazine group is really beginning to bloom. And I would encourage all of you to come to the station occasionally. And if you're free to, I would really recommend that you come on a Friday morning. Come this Friday morning if you want. Or come during a Friday morning during Fun Drive and see these kids in action. Tony probably should have been acknowledged. I'm acknowledging him right here for working with Stephanie very closely. And, you know, and there's a group of kids who are not only being trained in broadcasting, in public speaking, in production techniques, in reportage and content production, but they're excited about it. And they actually, and more kids I see actually kind of dig radio, this dinosaur medium that used to be so important to us and many of us feel isn't that important anymore. There's still something magical about it. And if you come to the station sometime and see these kids at work, and the energy that is, it is palpable, the energy around KPFT on Fridays. I wish it were like that every day, all the time, and it could be. And that was something I didn't put into this report. Neither did I mention in the outreach and events section that Harrison Kumi's having a little benefit at Bohemios this Friday night. And while it's a fundraiser for the Kumi Foundation, and it's not a fundraiser for KPFT, it is certainly an outreach opportunity for KPFT, and I plan to be there to support him in his project, and would love to see some of you there as well. And so, too, I would like to share with you a little bit of good news through our loss of Ernesto to the world of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. Because of the relationship we've had, KPFT, we have all had with the NFCB, whether you knew it or not, going back its entire lifespan of 40 years, and enhanced now with Ernesto being the membership program director there in Denver, KPFT has been asked to be one of the, I would say, beta sites for something called the Big Give, which is a program that will be rolled out using this new technology called Click and Pledge. And we will be using that for a year-end giving program. And that's kind of an exciting development that will augment our current fundraising capabilities and may help blaze a new trail for us into some newer high technology aspects of what we can be doing here in the 21st century. So that's kind of a positive thing, you know. And there's, you know, just like in life in general, there's two sides to every coin. So, you know, there's some positive energy. There's a lot of things happening, and I don't know what was happening before I came in the room. I can only imagine. And I'd like to request that whatever it is y'all have printed up and discussed and chewed up and possibly argued about me, I sure would love to have my own personal copy for my archives to digest and perhaps even have an opportunity to respond to it. We have a major fund drive that's starting in 2 weeks from tomorrow. I hope y'all take some time to visit the station during that, maybe sit at the phone bank, maybe have a hot bagel, maybe come by and answer a telephone, take a pledge, or something like that. We are going to be strapped to be successful in this drive because Rourke Smith announced at noon today that Friday's his last day, and he's leaving KPFT for a variety of reasons, and I guess if you really want to get into it with him, I would suggest maybe you talk to him personally. He's shared a few things on air, and he will, I guess, over the next 2 days, share a little bit more about some of his reasons. But we'll celebrate him while we have him. But that certainly opens a major gap in KPFT's pledge drive. It opens a major gap in KPFT's airtime. And it's both an opportunity and it's a dilemma. Because Rourke Smith, like him, love him or not, has been consistently for well over 5 years now the single highest fundraising entity KPFT has been able to produce. And admittedly, 15 hours a week is a pretty healthy chunk of time. But weekdays in the middle of the day are an anomaly in terms of fundraising opportunities. When most people use radio as a drive time companion in morning and afternoons during the weekdays, and then just as a general companion, as we've found with our wild success with our programming on the weekends that really carries a large load of KPFT's financial support. But this $300,000 goal that we've set for this 3-week-long drive that will begin on September 29th and run all the way through the 19th of October is counting on that time slot of wide open spaces. Now, without its celebrity star power driving it, to raise probably between $35,000 and $40,000 of that $300,000, so a tough marathon task has just as of today become a tougher task for all of us. So I welcome any of your ideas that you might have. I've begun in the midst of all of this to reach out to a variety of different folks who are already members of the family in a spot basis to kind of fill some of the spaces in the wide open spaces that are now wider, more open space, or will be as of Monday, and we'll see what we can put in there. I also have looked at other options in terms of, well, hey, you know, we may as well just shake the whole tree up and rebuild the entire day part Monday through Friday. It wouldn't be the first time. The shows that are on at 3 o'clock now used to be on at 6 in the morning and used to be somewhere else before that. So everything has moved
around.
Well,
I think we're going to have a few questions for you before.
Well, I'm sure you'll extend the, you know, I mean, that's.
Well, let's just get right into it then. Those of you who want to be on the stack, could you raise your hands, please?
Well, thank you for cutting me off, sir.
Well, we want to utilize the 15 minutes effectively. And
I've been interrupted for
10 minutes.
Can we let him finish?
Well, if go right ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. No, that's fine. Just go ahead and do your thing.